at the Marine Room in La Jolla, California. Asking for an oceanside table will get you the Pacific Ocean. During winter's high tides, waves crash into the restaurant, pounding the glass. We have called up Bernard Guias. He is the executive chef at the Marine Room. He's taken a break from serving brunch to join us now. Chef, welcome to the program.
Bonjour. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
Bonjour. So I gather right now is high tide. How big are the waves?
Oh, the waves are pretty big. They are kissing the windows. There was a couple of big waves, actually. You can really feel the vibration through the building. So it's been really a lot of fun. But you know what's great is you have a beautiful, beautiful sun out already. So it's magical.
So you say the waves are kissing the restaurant right now. But I saw videos of some of these big waves. These were more than kisses, Chef. I mean, these waves are huge. How do they not do irreparable damage to your building?
Well, those waves are coming in because, you know, El Nino, I've brought a lot of big waves this year, and it makes it really spectacular. What happened is the building, the foundation is, and the side of the building is concave. So it means that when the waves are crashing on the building, it disperses the energy on the window. So this is why some of those waves, when they are crashing, can be up to 20 feet in the air.
Wow.
So it's really unbelievable. It's beautiful.
They cannot be normal windows. These must be special windows.
Yeah, they are triple pane, 3/4 inch, and they were installed in 1982, 1983. And actually, they are made in Germany. So it's really, really solid, solid, solid.
So, I mean, has this ever been disconcerting to you? I mean, to be in the restaurant and these huge waves are hitting the side? I mean, or your patrons? Is anyone ever like, you know what, I can't take it. I'm getting seasick.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when I started here, I just went, it was my first high tide breakfast. I just went, oh my God, this is no way that these waves are not going to come in the building. And you just get used to it. And what this is what happened. When people are coming for breakfast, you hear the, whoa, wow, oh my God. And then one time, one lady just sits looking backwards because she couldn't take the ocean.
Yeah.
She was like, it's like being on the boat. It's too much.
So before
it's really gorgeous.
It sounds amazing. Before I let you go, I have to ask, the other day, this sea pup found its way into your restaurant. There was all kinds of reporting about it. How is that little guy doing?
He's doing well, but I got to tell you, this is our 75th anniversary, and 75 years is never happened before. So I found him on table 65. He's standing there, and I just go, hey, little guy, aren't you a little bit early for high tide breakfast? So he was so sweet. She's doing very well.
Yeah.
Her name is Marina. She's taking antibiotics and a lot of fluid.
Yeah, she's
I will be releasing her most likely myself in about 6 weeks. So looking forward to it.
Very cool to hear. Bernard Guias, he is executive chef at the Marine Room in La Jolla, California. He's also the author of 2 cookbooks, we should say. The latest is 2 Chefs, 1 Catch. Chef, thank you so much.
Merci, and life is delicious.
Indeed.